disagreement between the developer and the county over the number of total housing units and the number of less than market rate affordable units and the placement of a proposed hotel. The public comment period will run for the next 30 days. Cotati's new police chief is now on the job. Chris Simmons has officially replaced retired chief Michael Parrish. Having spent 26 years with the Contra Costa Sheriff's Office after he earned two master's degrees and a PhD, he's well qualified for the position. He plans to work on community engagement and with the business community to reduce burglaries and robberies. In sports, the Warriors beat the Lakers 128-110. They'll play the Charlotte Hornets tonight at home. And your forecast, there are some pockets of fog this morning. Otherwise, mainly cloudy today, but warmer and dry. Look for mid-60s. Tonight, partly cloudy with 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer. Low to mid-70s. Turning cloudy through the day on Sunday. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
You've tried everything. Doctor visits, pain medication, and still, there's no escape from the pain. It's constant. And it's affecting your relationships, your job, your quality of life. Pain doesn't wait, and neither should you. Still Life Acupuncture wants you to know that there's an alternative to addictive medications for pain management. Acupuncture and non-invasive therapies, such as massage and cupping, have been used for pain relief and rebalancing the body for thousands of years, and it can work for you. Just listen.
I woke up in debilitating pain and didn't know where to turn. I reached out to a few quote-unquote pain experts, but they offered me little support. That's when I found Daniel and Still Life Acupuncture. I walked into his office, and after only one session, I walked out with almost no pain. I am now a lifelong believer. Thank you, Still Life Acupuncture.
Pain doesn't wait, and neither should you. Schedule an appointment with Still Life Acupuncture today. Online at stilllifeacupuncture.com. stilllifeacupuncture.com.
Does your business need advertising but cash flow is a challenge? Then contact us at the My Sonoma Deals program. It's a cashless program based on trade. Are you a restaurant, a golf course, a boutique, car wash, bowling alley, jewelry store, or florist? There are so many categories. Contact My Sonoma Deals now to find out if your business qualifies. Just go online to MySonomaDeals.com and click on contact. That's MySonomaDeals.com and click on contact.
Jazzy.
And with that, how about another hour of the greatest songs of all time? Barry Manilow's on the way. Dean Martin, Van Hampton Calloway. We begin with Steve Lawrence on Jazzy, 93.7.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before all the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have got a chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon. We'll be humming a different tune. And then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight, music, love, romance, let's face the music and dance, dance. Let's face the music and dance. Without that moon, just a humming a different tune. And then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight, much music, a load of love, romance, let's face the music and dance, dance. Let's face the music. chase the music and dance, dance, dance. Face the music and dance. Face the music and dance.
There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone who'll watch over me.
flow right through the air. Heavenly songs seem to come from everywhere. And now when this moon glow way up in the blue, I'll always remember that moon glow gave me you. That moon glow gave me you. That moon glow gave me you. Jazzy.
Are you ready to explore the great outdoors? Before you enter tick habitat, remember to take these important precautions to stay tick-free.
First, apply repellent containing an EPA-registered active ingredient such as DEET, picaridin, or IR3535 to exposed skin. Always follow label directions.
Remember to wear light-colored clothing to make it easier to spot ticks. And whenever possible, wear long pants and long sleeves to make it more difficult for ticks to reach your skin.
While in tick habitat, stay on trails and avoid contact with nymph habitat such as leaf litter, logs, and tree trunks. Remember to periodically check for ticks on yourself and your furry friends.
After exiting tick habitat, tumble dry your clothes on high heat for 10 minutes to kill ticks.
Take a shower after coming indoors and carefully check for any ticks. If you find one attached, make sure to properly remove it immediately.
For more information about ticks and tick bite prevention, visit the Marin Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District's website at msmosquito.org.
Julie London. It'd be so nice to come home to as the greatest songs of all time continue on Jazzy 93.7.
It'd be so nice to come home to. You'd be so nice by the fire, while the breeze on high sang a lullaby. You'd be all that I could desire, under stars chilled by the winter, under an August moon burning above. You'd be so nice, you'd be paradise to come home to and love. Under stars chilled by the winter, under an August moon burning above. You'd be so nice, you'd be paradise to come home to and love.
Jazzy 93.7. KJZY, the greatest songs of all time. Count Basie and his orchestra. Come rain or come shine. More of the latter today. 61 are expected high today. Here's Barbara Streisand and Michael Bublé on Jazzy.
It had to be you. Just had to be you. I wandered around, finally found somebody who
could make me be true, or could make me be blue, or even be glad just to be sad of you.
Some others I've seen,
some others I've seen,
might never be me,
might never be me,
might never be cross,
or a try to be boss,
but they wouldn't do,
but they wouldn't do,
for nobody still. It had to be you.
Marvelous you.
It had to be you.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
It had to be you.
Well, some call it fate.
It had to be you.
I just had to wait.
We wandered around and finally found. Wonderful you.
It had to be
just me and you.
No one but you.
Had to be.
For me, willow, weep for me, bend your branches green along the stream that runs to sea. Listen to my plea, listen, willow, and weep for me. Gone my lover's dream, lovely summer dream, gone and left me here to weep my tears into the stream. Sad as I can be, hear me, willow, and weep for me. Whisper to the wind and say that love has sinned to leave my heart a-breaking and making a moan. Murmur to the night to hide her starry light, so none will find me sighing and crying all alone. Weeping willow tree, weep in sympathy. Bend your branches down along the ground and cover me. When the shadows fall, bend, O willow, and weep for me. To leave my heart a-breaking, making a moan, so none will find me sighing and crying all alone. Weeping willow tree, weep in sympathy. Bend your branches down along the ground and cover me. When the shadows fall, bend, O willow, and weep for me.
Sonoma County. It's Friday, February 23rd. I'm Brent Hallett in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. Windsor Middle School went on lockdown yesterday, and students were ordered to shelter in place when a false bomb threat was called into police. Three calls in total were made, starting around 11:20 in the morning, naming Windsor Middle School as a potential target. Law enforcement quickly responded and swept the entire school, determining the threat to be false. The all clear was given about 12:45 and school went back to normal, although some students did choose to leave school for the day. A longtime Santa Rosa appliance store has suddenly closed, leaving customers with orders in the dark. Aysen's Appliance has been on Piner Road since 1948, but a note on the door says they are now closed. The store is owned by 1847 Holdings out of New York, and on their website, the company posted a note on February 20th saying they had made the decision to divest itself of Aysen's. There's no word on what customers who had placed orders with Aysen's should do. PG&E announced on Thursday that it saw an almost 25% increase in its profits for 2023. This comes after the utility slapped customers with substantial rate hikes at the beginning of this year. Its profits for 2023 surged over $2.2 billion. And the company has asked the PUC for another rate hike in March that would bring another $2 billion. In sports, the Warriors beat the Lakers 128-110. They'll take on the Charlotte Hornets tonight at home. And your forecast, pockets of fog this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy and warmer, mid-60s. Tonight, partly cloudy with 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer, low to mid-70s. Really nice, turning cloudy and cooler on Sunday. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Helen.
Hi, you're on the air with the Love Doctor. How can I help?
I want to impress my girlfriend with a special dinner, but I can't cook. Even worse, I've been getting takeout and pretending I made it. What should I do?
Okay, first, stop faking it. Have an honest talk with her and suggest you learn to cook together. Then, take each other's hand and go to Hardesty's Homewares to pick up a few basic kitchen tools. Hardesty's has every tool you need to create that romantic